Good morning.
What in this plan have you seen, and how palatable do you find it?
Well, I have been aware for years before I ever got here that the funding formula was in trouble. I think we are now clearly in crisis mode with school funding in Wisconsin, and I think he has a very comprehensive plan, a first step toward solving Wisconsin's education funding problems.
What do you think is among the best features of the plan?
Well, the fact that there are no losers, and that has always been the problem with funding plans in the past. They were always politically viewed because of the fact that somebody from one side or the other introduced them. This removes a lot of that, and it brings money for every student, a guaranteed amount of, I believe it was $3,000.
And everybody gets at least as much money as they have been, and 93% will get more.
Right, right.
Now, the plan would cost $420 million more for the state over the next 2 years. Some Republicans, like Alberta Darling, say the money isn't there. Do you think it's there, or how do you think you'll find it?
Of course I do, and it's a matter of priorities. I don't know of any priority greater than educating our citizenry. If Wisconsin is to grow its economy, we have to have an educated citizenry. It can't happen otherwise. The manufacturing jobs that used to provide family wages for people in, for example, Milwaukee, which was a huge manufacturing center, are gone, and they are not coming back. And so we have to educate our students for a different economy.
How do you think the idea of taking the credit away from property taxpayers and giving it to schools will go over? People who own homes count on that credit.
Well, in all honesty, it never got to the classroom. You know, the tax levy credit was sort of a smoke and mirrors game about how much money we were spending on educating students. That money never got to the classroom.
Even the plan's critics say it's admirable. What do you think its chances are, especially with the new Republican majority in the legislature?
Well, I actually think because there are no losers and it addresses some of the major problems, for example, the voucher program in Milwaukee that was not fully funded by state money, I think there's going to be a lot of people from both sides of the aisle who see that this is going to solve some of the biggest problems in their districts.
Sandy Pope Roberts, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.